Coach Cop podcast. Can't speak today. Episode number. Oh, I didn't check this one before I came on. 54? 55? Let's see. Number 55. It is the 13th of June, and it's actually nighttime. I don't think I've ever done a podcast at nighttime, but today I had an absolutely lovely day with my studio manager. In my dance school, I got her a wee surprise, and we went off to a nice wee spa, and had a wee. I got a facial and a scalp massage, and she got a hot stone massage, I think, and a scalp massage, and like used to the spool, the spool, the pool, and the spa facilities. It was really, really lovely, and both of us are very guilty of not switching off and being kind of 24/7 on the go. She's got a young child as well, and she's honestly been an absolute credit to the school and to my team, and it was just a wee thing to say thanks and saying that I'm grateful for her. So, but equally, it was so needed for both of us. We have a really busy month in June with show prep, like start prepping for next season, competition still happening, so it's just been a bit nuts. We even had an open day this week, so it's just been a bit nuts of lots of planning, preparation, and doing, and actions and stuff like that. So it was really lovely to just have a wee kind of a zen day. But today, what I'm going to be talking about is what I've been kind of talking about in some of my content this week is, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And that's the thing about transformation, it's hard. You can have every single plan under the sun, but sometimes you have days where it just all falls to shit, and that's okay. And I think it's really, really important to be okay with that. For a long time, when I was going through like my transformation, I would be so hard on myself when it came to I missed a session in the gym, or I messed up with my food and I had a little bit of a binge, or I didn't get my X amount of steps in, or whatever it may be. And I was so hard on myself, to the point where it actually became more detrimental than the actual action itself. Because it would then spiral into more, because then your emotions are involved. When your emotions are involved, that then has a adverse effect, and it just makes it kind of a tenfold. So it's really, really important to normalize the fact that you're not going to always have your shit together, and it's just that's part of being a human. It's important to expect it, so it doesn't completely catch you off guard, because when it does catch you off guard, you're going to struggle to then get back into the swing of things, quote unquote. Life is not linear, and neither is transformation. And that's the important part, is like, if you think you're just going to continue in a path up a diagonal line, then it's unrealistic, and you're going to end up finding yourselves really reactive to things, really frustrated with things, or just pressing the fuck it button and being like, what's the point anyway? It is a slow but steady process. You'll have highs, you'll have lows, and you'll have bits in between. And it's important to have some compassion for yourself in these times, and allow it to just be, like, allow yourself to just go through the emotions and go and sit with whatever it is you're feeling. And then dust yourself right back off and move forward with your goals at the forefront of your mind. You cannot wait for motivation, because that doesn't last. I hear so many people talk about motivation. I just need motivation. I just need motivation. And motivation is not what you need, because no, motivation is not there to stay. That's why you end up in these vicious cycles of being like, oh, I'll start again on Monday, I'll start again on Monday, because your motivation's high on Monday. You maybe fall off the wagon again, quote unquote. I don't like using that kind of term. And then by the end of the week, you're having an absolute binge all weekend, and it's the whole start again on Monday like mindset. That's not going to last. It's going to keep you in a total reactive headspace. It's going to keep you really emotive towards all the circumstances that surround it. What does last is discipline, and with that little side of compassion, like it's you need to have a bit of both, and it's hard to find the balance between that discipline and being like pushing through the things where you just can't be arsed, and having the compassion in the things that you actually just need to allow yourself to be in whatever state that is. It can be really hard. And it takes time, and it takes trust, and it takes patience, and a lot of soul searching. I am probably struggle the most with the knowing when to push through and knowing when to rest. And I've got so much better than I once upon a time was. But I would find myself like doing workouts, for instance, that my coach told me not to do because I was totally burnt out and I was totally fatigued and it wasn't actually going to serve me. Or sometimes he would even take them off my program so as that I wouldn't do them, and I would still go and do them because I would remember what they were from like the week before. And I really came a long way from like that and realizing that sometimes you just need to listen to your body and allow it to rest. And that can be in a training perspective, that can be in if you're feeling quite burnt out, quite stressed, quite overwhelmed, it can be in loads of different perspectives. It doesn't just need to be training, but it's certainly something that I've noticed quite a lot with myself. And a big transformation for me has been the like recognizing actually my body is telling me I need to rest, and the power is more, like I get more back and more power and more what's the word I'm looking for? Just more, I get more benefits from the actual resting than it would be if I pushed through. But like I said, it's really, really difficult to find that kind of a sweet spot. So if right now you're feeling like you've just dropped the ball or you're off the wagon, quote unquote, just realign those goals. It is a journey. There is no destination. It's just growth, learning, and self-awareness galore. And that comes with the doing. It comes with the making mistakes. It comes with the getting it all wrong. It comes with the reactiveness. It comes with the emotions. It comes with the all the different stuff that kind of throws in your way. And it's just part and parcel of the learning process. And it's important to recognize that it is a learning process, and allowing that to be the case. You don't always get it right. Nobody always gets it right. I've been on this transformation journey for over 4 years now, and I still sometimes get it wrong, and that's okay. I'm on a bit of a scientific experiment just now, where I am actually trying to cut out, or I am cutting out, sugar and wheat and dairy. Most of you know that I have endometriosis, but I actually, as I say this every time I say this, I hate saying I have something because I don't like it to be part of my identity. But I do suffer with chronic pain. I suffer with it every day, but I don't. But it doesn't. I don't allow it to disrupt my day-to-day living. But I do. But it's there. And so I'm now very much in a kind of a rabbit hole of experimenting with different things to see what brings some sort of homeostasis and some sort of peace and some sort of like just pain-free nothingness, if that makes sense. And that's just the journey that I'm on now. And that might look different in 5 or 6 months. It might look different in a year. But for now, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And it's from a health perspective. So my why has very much transformed from a physique, like an aesthetics thing, to like what is going to serve my health, what is going to make me feel better, what is going to make my body and my mind be able to function better, be able to train better, be able to learn better, be able to move better. And that's really where I am at right now with my journey. It's now about my health and what's the best, where can I, how, what 1% can I achieve in different aspects of my life that is going to push the needle forward in some capacity. So yeah, today's just all about, it's not going to be easy, and recognizing that's a huge thing with when it comes to transformation. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. I was actually like walking, where was I? I was like in the gym. I've just kind of noticed quite a lot about the general population. We are very unhealthy, we are very unfit, and as like a population, as a majority. And that's not your fault. It is not your fault, because there's so much out there that's so negative towards us. It's so mind-numbing, and actually quite manipulative, in the sense that it will draw you into behaviors and habits and actions that actually aren't beneficial to your body, your mind, or your soul. But what it is your responsibility. So if you're unhappy where you're at, it's not your fault that you're there, but it is your responsibility to change it. And I spoke about this today to my studio manager about how I don't have, like, anybody who's wronged me, I don't have any hatred towards them. I don't have any frustration towards them. It's more about pity, because it's not these people's fault that they are the way they are, the same as it's not yours, but it is an adult's responsibility to change wherever they're at if they want more from the life. So recognize there is going to be little steps, there's going to be big boulders, there's going to be mountains in your way. But as long as you're willing to walk through those mountains or walk up those mountains and crash through all those boulders, then you are going to get to the other side. It's just about perseverance, consistency, and listening to your body, listening to your mind, having that balance between that discipline and that compassion. Anyway, I hope that served you well today. Please, please, please do get in touch with me if there's anything that really speaks to you. I got a lovely message from a guy that I know really well. So if you're listening, Ryan, thanks. That message meant an awful, awful lot to say that he was listening and that he loved it. So please do reach out. I love it. It's so heartwarming to know that you're actually touching people and impacting people, and that's what it's all about. So have a great day, whatever you're up to, and I will speak to you again next week. Bye bye.